teachers, their students.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are my two usual lovely victims, Annabelle and Jesus. Jesus just waving because he's got a cough attack. But how are you, Annabelle?
Fine.
Good. And how are you, Jesus?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Actually, I'm sick. I'm sick because, well, I'm not sick. I'm feeling sick because I overate on chocolate. So I had a very healthy lunch. You know, I went to the supermarket and got myself a salad with cucumber and tuna and a little bit of tomato and radishes, you know, with a little bit of olive oil and salt. And then I was like, oh, I feel like something sweet. And I've been absolutely obsessed with dark chocolate. I don't know why. I don't like white chocolate anymore. Like my whole life, I was thinking, ojalá me gustara el chocolate negro. You know, because it's just, I didn't like it. So I've been working on it very hard to like dark chocolate. So now I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I can't have milk chocolate anymore. No me gusta el chocolate con leche ya. I don't like white chocolate anymore. It has to be dark chocolate. So I ate 6 pieces. So I feel a bit sick. Do you guys like chocolate?
Yes, I like chocolate, but I don't eat chocolate anymore.
Okay, why not?
Because it's not healthy for my health.
Dark, it's not healthy for your health. But dark chocolate is. Actually, dark chocolate is very healthy. That's what they say. That's what they say. White chocolate, no. Milk chocolate, no. Dark chocolate, yes. I mean, obviously not like me, 6 pieces in a row, you know. But you can have some.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Annabelle?
I don't like dark chocolate. I prefer white.
White chocolate, the nastiest one. The least healthy. Yeah, that's how I started. I loved white chocolate. Milk chocolate was okay. And then dark chocolate was just no, no, no. But then my boyfriend eats a lot of dark chocolate. So, you know, since there was no chocolate at home, I started eating it. It's like, let's see if I like it someday. And now I do. I'm obsessed with it. Anyways, let's take a look at Twitter. What I want you to do today is I want you to translate the following sentence. Me estoy quedando sin detergente. Me estoy quedando sin detergente. All right. It's out there on Twitter at English_o'clock. So at English_o'clock. And you could answer the question there. How do you translate into English? Me estoy quedando sin detergente. Me estoy quedando sin detergente. Do you remember, Annabelle?
Yes.
Vaguely. She remembers vaguely. We talked about it last week, so let's see if you guys can remember. Let me give you one tip. Detergente is not that different. It's not that different in English. Anyways, question mix number 67 is our question mix of today, and it starts like this. Can you play the trumpet? Jesus, can you play the trumpet?
No, I can't.
Very good. Can you walk on one foot, Annabelle? Can you walk on one foot?
No, I can't.
No, I can't. Very good. Can you braid hair? Jesus, can you braid hair?
No, I can't.
What is to braid? He can't braid hair, which is fine. It's understandable. A lot of people cannot braid hair. But what is to braid?
Rizar?
No, that's to curl. To curl hair would be rizar. But to braid is hacer una trenza. Hacer una trenza de esas, pues una trenza. No, no hay más. to braid. So it's a braid is una trenza, and to braid is hacer una trenza. All right, so it's the same noun and verb is coincides. To braid and a braid. She braided my hair, and now I have a braid. Can you braid hair, Annabelle?
No,
you can't.
I can't. No.
All right. Okay. Well, I can. Anyways, do you braid hair as well as a hairdresser? Do you braid hair as well as a hairdresser? And I want the full answer.
No, I don't. As well.
I don't braid?
I don't braid hair. Mm-hmm. As well as our hairdresser.
Yes, I don't braid hair as well as a hairdresser. No hago trenzas también como un peluquero o una peluquera. Very good. Do you take pictures as well as a professional photographer?
No, I don't. I don't take picture.
Pictures?
I don't take pictures as well as a...
Professional?
Professional photographer.
Photographer, that's right. Very good. And do you know how to count to 10 in Polish?
No, I can't.
Do you know how to count to 10 in Polish?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Very good. And do you know where Mozambique is?
Yes, I do.
Where is it?
It's in Africa.
Where in Africa is
it's
it?
It's in South Africa.
In South Africa?
It's in the south... East of Africa.
That's right. It's in the southeast of Africa. Very good. And ask me where Alejandro Sanz was born. Ask me where Alejandro Sanz was born.
Where is...
What was?
Where was Alejandro Sanz born?
Where was Alejandro Sanz born again?
Where was Alejandro Sanz born?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She is asking you where... Alejandro Sanz was born.
Very good. I'm checking it, and he was born in Madrid. He was born, Alejandro Sanz was born in Madrid. Nacido o nació en Madrid. Very good. And how was your weekend? Jesus, how was your weekend?
It was very good.
Again?
It was
That's
very
it.
Good.
It was very good. Very good. And where were you, Annabelle? Where were you during the weekend?
I was in my town.
In your town?
Yes.
In...
Cáceres.
There it is. Very good. And was the weather good over the weekend?
Yes, it was.
Very good. And what is longer, a kilometer or a mile? Annabelle, what is longer, a kilometer or a mile?
It's more longer.
Longer.
It's
But you have to start either with kilometer or mile. ¿Cuál es más largo?
A mile.
A mile?
It's more longer.
A mile is longer?
A mile is longer kilometer.
Than
kilometer.
Than a kilometer.
Repeat.
Yes. Repeat.
A mile is more
longer.
Uh-huh. A mile is longer than a kilometer.
Yes, kilometer.
Kilometer.
Kilometer. A mile is longer than a kilometer. Surely, slowly but surely, comparatives are sneaking into the question mix. This means that we are not going quite as fast as we should, but we're going to start off, a little bit today. So we'll get there. Are there fewer mosquitoes in summer than in winter, Jesus? Are there fewer mosquitoes in summer than in winter?
Yes, there are.
Are there fewer mosquitoes in summer than in winter?
No, there aren't. There aren't few mosquitoes.
Fewer
mosquitoes in summer than in winter.
Very good, very good. And is London as rainy as Hamburg?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very good. And do you have more time or less time than your mum, Annabelle? Do you have more time or less time than your mum?
I have less time that man. Than my man.
Mum. Yes. Not talking about your man. Talking about your mum.
Mum.
Your mother. Very good. And do you eat more or fewer apples than me?
I eat more apples than you.
Probably. Very good. Where you eat an apple, I eat dark chocolates. And how old was your... Do you have an aunt, Annabelle?
Yes.
Okay. How old was your aunt when you were born? How old was your aunt when you were born?
She was 30 years when...
She was 30?
30.
Or she was 30 years old.
She was 30 years old when I was born.
Yes, she was 30 years old when Annabelle was born. Very good. Ask me how old my boyfriend was when I was born.
How old was your boyfriend when you were born?
Very good. How old was your boyfriend when you were born? Chen Chen, Annabelle, what is he asking me?
He's asking you. How old are you?
How old your boyfriend?
How old your boyfriend when you
was? How old your boyfriend was?
How old your boyfriend was when you was born?
When you were born.
When you were born.
Yes. This is a tricky thing because we have to change from was to were very quickly. Okay, so what are you asking me, Jesus?
I am asking you how old you were when your boyfriend was born.
No, you're
asking... When your boyfriend was born.
No, you're asking me how old my boyfriend was when I was born.
I am asking you how old your boyfriend was when you were born.
When I was born, that's right. I'm asking you how old my boyfriend was when I was born. My boyfriend was, he was born 77, I was born 84, he was 7 years old. He was, well, 6 and a half when I was born. Because he was born in December, I was born in April, so not quite 7 years, but almost. Very good. Is one half the same as 45%?
No, it's not.
Very good. And where was Brad Pitt born?
He was born in England.
No, he was not.
In the U.S.
Yes, he was born in the U.S., specifically in Oklahoma. He was born in Oklahoma. And speaking of Oklahoma, is Oklahoma a city or a state?
It's a city.
It's a state. Oklahoma is a state. Now, the capital of Oklahoma is Oklahoma
City.
City, which is why you got confused whether it's a state or a city. But Oklahoma is a state and Oklahoma City is a city. Obviously, Oklahoma City. And that's the capital of Oklahoma. Very good. And where in relation to Texas and Kansas is Oklahoma? Where in relation to Texas and Kansas is Oklahoma? I don't mind if you mess it up. I'm going to tell you in Spanish anyways. Está al norte de Texas y al sur de Kansas. Annabelle, Oklahoma. Give me the first one. Give me the Texas part. So where in relation to Texas is Oklahoma?
Texas is north of Oklahoma. No?
No, Oklahoma is...
north of Texas.
Yes, Oklahoma is north of Texas. And Kansas?
Kansas is south of Texas.
Kansas
is south of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is south of Kansas.
Oklahoma is south of Kansas.
All right, very good. And do you know where Angelina Jolie was born? Do you know where she was born?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Very good. Do you?
No, I don't.
All right, I do. She was born in California. And do you know where California is?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Where is it, Jesus?
It's in the west of America.
All right. I'd even say southwest. Southwest, because it's the west coast, but it goes all the way to the south. And then you have north of California is Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes, Oregon. And then I think you still have Wyoming.
Washington.
No, Washington State. That's right. Washington State. Very good. And what is the capital of California? Trick question. Just like Sydney is not the capital of Australia, Los Angeles or San Francisco are not the capitals of California. So what is the capital of California? Do you guys know?
Yes.
What is the capital of California?
The capital of California is Sacramento.
Sacramento it is. Sacramento is the capital of California. Very good. And do you know where I was born? What am I asking her?
You're asking her where you were born.
No, I'm going to repeat.
Where you born?
No. Do you know where I was born? What am I asking her?
You are asking her where...
Si sabe.
If she knows where you were born.
Yes, I'm asking her if she knows where I was born. So it's a different question to ask, ¿sabes qué hora es? ¿Y qué hora es? I mean, technically, the answer is the same. Grammatically, you're asking for two different things. So, do you know where I was born?
Yes, I...
Yes, I do. Very good, very good. Can you swim for an hour, Jesus?
Yes, I can.
Very good. Do you box as well as Vladimir Klitschko?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Very good. Can you play the cello?
No, I can't.
Very good. Are you going to take cello classes?
No, I can't.
Are you going to take cello classes?
I'm not.
Very good. Do you know how to play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Will you learn how to play an instrument?
No, I won't.
No, I?
Won't.
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 That's it. Very good. And who plays the guitar, you or me?
Neither of us plays the guitar.
Neither of us plays the guitar. Very good. And who knows how to play the piano, you, me, or Jesus?
Neither of us.
Mm-mm. You, me, or Jesus?
All of... None of us play...
Knows?
Knows.
How?
How? The piano.
How?
To piano. Play the piano.
Yes, again.
none of us who...
Knows?
Who knows?
None of us knows. None of us knows. None of us knows.
None of us knows...
Play
How to play the piano.
Yes, none of us knows how to play the piano. Ninguno de nosotros sabe cómo tocar el piano. Okay, that would be the literal translation into Spanish. And who can speak English? You or me?
You can speak English.
Oh, come on, you can speak English too. Give me the correct answer.
Both of us can speak English.
Very good. And who lives in Madrid? You, me, or Jesus?
All of us live in Madrid.
All of us live in Madrid. Very good. And do you enjoy relaxing at the beach? Do you enjoy relaxing at the beach?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. And is there a better way to relax than at a beach? Is there a better way to relax than at a beach?
Yes, there is.
What would that be?
My bed.
So you prefer your bed to the beach?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Sometimes. What if we put your bed on the beach? That would be the perfect...
A Bali bed on the beach.
Very good. All right. So that was question mix number 67. And we're going to go over to vocabulary booklet number 2. And we're going to check lists 3 and 4 because we haven't done list 5 last week. So we're just going to review list 3 and 4. How do you say promedio?
Average.
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 Average. Very good. And formación académica? Formación académica? It starts with a. A. Du. K.
Education.
Education. Okay. That's right. And en cambio?
In change.
No. On. The.
On the other hand.
On the other hand. Very good. Ana B se ríe, pero ahora le toca a ella. Causar. How do you say causar, Anabel? And we're talking pronunciation here, because I know you know the word, but I want you to pronounce it correctly. So how do you say causar in English?
Cost.
To
cost.
She's doubting. Should I pronounce the final T or not? No. Because cost is costar. It costs, I don't know, a bottle of water costs 50 cents. Okay? But to cause...
Cost.
Es causar, to cause. Very good. What about llegar a? Llegar a.
To get to.
To get to. Very good. And sujetar o sostener?
Hold. Hold.
Hold.
Hold.
Yes, because hole es agujero. Hole es agujero. Very good. What about ser aburrido, Anabel? Ser aburrido.
To be born.
To be born is ser nacer. Ser nacer, no, nacer. But ser aburrido, to be?
Boring.
Boring. To be boring. Very good. What about impuestos?
Taxes.
Taxes it is. Very good. Estrecho.
Narrow.
Narrow. Very good. What about directrices?
Guidelines.
Yes. O finalmente o por último?
Finally.
Finally, very good. Mesa de trabajo. Wait, Annabelle.
Desk.
Very good. Desk. Sound is very important. Desk. Very good. Criterios.
Criteria.
Cry.
Criteria.
Criteria. Very good. What about desglose?
Breakdown.
Breakdown. Very good. Cita?
Appointment or date.
Very good. What's the difference?
Date is with your boyfriend. You can date with a friend. Mm-hmm. And appointment, for instance, for the doctor.
Very good. Very good. You get a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment or even an appointment at the vet for your pet. Okay. But if you met someone, a gentleman or a lady, somewhere, and you WhatsApp them and like, do you want to meet up? Yes. Well, let's go to the movies or let's go grab dinner. Then you're going on a date. Okay. So wherever there's romance involved, it's a date. Now I'm meeting a friend this afternoon and we're going to have a drink. We're not going on a date because she's my friend. Okay. Now, if I were single and it would be my friend, but I would be kind of interested in him, then it could be a date. Okay? So the difference is the romantic interest. If you are romantically interested in your doctor, you can go on a date with your doctor as well. But not for him to do his job or for her to do her job. But if you go to the dentist and he or she is incredibly attractive and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to ask out my dentist, then you can go on a date. Otherwise, if it's work, it's an appointment. Very good. And the last one, en voz alta.
Aloud.
Aloud. Very good. All right. Do you have a piece of paper? Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Get ready for number dictation. It's a basic, and we're going to do line number 18. So if you do have the English O'Clock book, you can then later listen to it. If not, you should get it. You should get it, and we're going to review it here anyways. So six numbers, and I need you to write them down. The first one is 72,813. 72,813. Number two is 62,011. 62,011. Next one is 41,489. 41,489. Number four is 106,331. 106,331. Two more. Number five is 81,838. 81,838. And the last one is 14,144. 14,144. Jesus, even or odd?
Odd.
So you have even. What is odd?
Impar.
Impar. Even is par. Okay, Annabelle goes with the even numbers. Jesus goes with the odd numbers. So the first one is an odd number because one is an odd number. So Jesus starts. What do you have?
72,813.
72,813. Annabelle, translate that into Spanish.
72,813.
That's right. Number two. Two is an even number and it belongs to Annabelle. Go.
62,011.
Yes. 62,011. Jesus translated into
62,011.
Very good. Jesus goes on with number three because three is an odd number.
41,489.
Very good. Annabelle, translate.
41,489.
Very good. Number four is an even number. Off goes Annabelle.
16,000.
Let me repeat it again for you in English. 106,331. 106,331. Try again.
106,331.
Very good. 106,331. Jesus translates.
106,331.
Very good. Number five is an odd number, so Jesus continues.
81,838.
Very good. Annabelle, translate.
I don't know.
Can you repeat it?
81,838. 831,838.
Very good. Translate.
81,838.
Yes. And the last number is an even number, number 6, and Annabelle goes with the English part.
14,144.
Very good. 14,144, Jesus.
14,144.
That's right. 14,144 mistakes, Jesus?
No mistakes.
No mistakes, Annabelle?
Two mistakes.
All right, very good. Don't you go when you go. Blah. Don't you go anywhere because we'll be right back after the break.
Escuchando Vaughan Radio.
No sé si hacerme una Spanish omelete o freírme un egg con unas potatoes. Mira, mejor me hago una cheeseburger.
Mira, mejor hazte un trimestral.
¿Un qué?
Un curso trimestral de Vaughan. Con los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, en solo 3 meses mejorarás tu nivel de inglés y aprenderás a pronunciar Spanish omelette, egg, potatoes y cheeseburger.
Clases 100% método Vaughan, para todos los niveles. No te quedes sin tu plaza, déjate de líos y mejor, hazte un trimestral. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante, a llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Libro recomendado.
Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es un libro de autoestudio que está pensado para acompañar a nuestro bestseller Inglés Gramática Fácil. El libro trabaja desde las estructuras más básicas hasta las más complejas a través de ejercicios clásicos de Vaughan, como la traducción inversa, la formación de preguntas y respuestas o la práctica de oraciones afirmativas, negativas e interrogativas. También incluye ejercicios clásicos como completar o unir frases. Su estructura sigue el orden de Inglés Gramática Fácil, libro de referencia de gramática de Vaughan Systems, por lo que Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es perfecto para consolidar lo aprendido. Incluye más de 700 ejercicios escritos, así como 180 ejercicios enfocados en el listening. Incluye audio descargable en MP3.
Consíguelo en nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We're going to dive right into drill number 84. We're going to take a look at sentences 51 to 60. And it's about telling someone to do something. All right, so we've been practicing this a lot and you should know it. But, you know, there's always room to improve. So, Annabelle, tell Jesus to ask you what the capital of Italy is. Tell Jesus to ask you what the capital of Italy is.
Jesus, ask me where the what the capital
of Italy?
Of Italy is.
Yeah.
Annabelle, what's the capital of Italy?
Respondo, no? The capital of Italy is Rome.
The capital of Italy is Rome. Very good. Jesus, tell Annabelle to ask you how old Vicente del Bosque is.
Annabelle, tell me.
Ask me.
Annabelle, ask me how old Vicente del Bosque is.
How old Vicente? How old is Vicente del Bosque?
Very good.
He's in his 60s.
In his 60s? Yeah? Can you specify? Vicente del Bosque. Vincent of the Woods. Del Bosque. He was born 1950. He was born 1950. So he's in his late 60s. 1950. Yeah, so he's in his late 60s because he's 68 years old. No, he's not 68 yet. He's 67 because he was born on December 23rd. On December 23rd. Okay, very good. Annabelle, tell Jesus to ask me where I was born.
Jesus asked Julia... Where she was born.
That's it. Repeat.
Jesus asked Julia where she was born.
Very good.
Julia, where were you born?
Where were you born? Very good. I was born in Poland. Jesus, tell Annabelle to ask me if I like Venice.
Annabelle, ask Julia if she likes Venice.
Very good. Venice. Yes. Very good.
Julia, do you like Venice?
Yeah. Do you like Venice? Very good. I do not like Venice. I love Venice. Venice is one of my favorite places to be. Annabelle, tell Jesus to tell me how old he is.
Jesus, tell Julia how old you... You know?
Yes. How old you are? Yes.
Okay.
Again.
Jesus, tell Julia how old you are.
Very good. You can lie. He's 18.
No, I am in my mid-60s.
You're in your mid-60s. Very good. Very good. Tell Annabelle to tell me how tall she is.
Annabelle, ask.
No. Tell Annabelle to tell me how tall she is.
Annabelle, ask.
Tell?
Tell her.
Yeah?
Tell Julia how
tall
she is.
You are. Tell Annabelle to tell me how tall she is.
Annabelle, tell Julia to ask.
No. All right. Jesus, tell Annabelle to tell me to open the door.
Annabelle, tell Julia to open the door.
Very good. Tell her to open the door. Now, rebobinamos al ejercicio anterior. Tell her to tell me how tall she is.
Annabelle, tell Julia
how tall
you are.
That's it. Tell Julia how tall you are. Dile cuánto mides.
I'm 170.
You're 170. Very, really, no. 170? Or no.
I 165, for example.
Anda que no se añadió centímetros.
No, because she wears everyday high heels.
No, she never wears high heels, actually. Never. I have not seen Annabelle with high heels ever. Now, that's a funny thing. That's a funny thing. When I was little, I wanted to become a model. And, you know, the kind of the minimum height to be a model used to be, at least, now I don't know, because I don't really care anyways, was 170. So I was like, oh, I'm going to be 170. And I'm as tall as my mom, and my mom is 168. So then you go to get your passport done or whatever, and you kind of, you know, they measure you and you kind of stretch yourself. So I got to 169. But then when I renewed my passport, they didn't measure me. They were like, so how old are you? I'm like, 170. And I actually have 170 in my passport. I'm not 170. I'm 168.5, 169.2, not 170. But that's 1 centimeter out of 5. All right, next question. Annabelle, tell Jesus to tell me to point at myself.
Jesus, tell Julia point
to
point.
Start again.
Jesus, tell Julia to point herself.
To point at?
At herself.
Very good, again.
Jesus, tell Julia to point at herself.
Very good.
Julia, point at yourself.
Very good, very good. Point at yourself. Very good. Tell Annabelle to tell me to look at myself.
Annabelle, tell Julia to look at herself.
Very good.
Look at yourself.
Look at yourself. Very good. Tell Jesus and me to look at each other.
Jesus, tell Julia.
No, tell Jesus and me. Tell us.
Tell us. No, Jesus. No.
Annabelle, tell us to look at each other.
Jesus, no. Tell us each other.
No, tell us.
Jesus.
You don't have to, don't speak to Jesus, because you have to tell the two of us. You have to tell me and him. So you say, Jesus and Julia.
Jesus and Julia.
Look.
Look at each other.
Look at each other. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. That's exactly what we're doing. Very good. Very good. Now we can't do the last one because we're just three people in the studio. But imagine there is Stephen here with us. So, Jesus, tell Annabelle and Stephen to look at each other and point at themselves.
Annabelle, tell Stephen.
No, tell Annabelle and Stephen. Annabelle and Stephen.
Annabelle and Stephen, point at yourself.
Look at each other.
Annabelle and Stephen, look at each other and point at yourself.
At yourselves.
Annabelle and Stephen look at each other and point at yourselves.
That's right. Look at each other and point at yourselves. Very good. Very good. All right. Next drill is 119. And we're going to do sentences or questions 16 to 31. 16 to 31. And it's questions with to be born. Okay? To be born literally means ser parido. All right. In Spanish, you don't say, pues yo he sido parido el 10 de abril. You wouldn't say that. But it's how we say it in English. So it has to be, the grammatical structure is to be born. There has to be the verb to be. If you're omitting the verb to be and you're talking about birth, it's incorrect. Okay. So the correct question is always with the verb to be. When were you born? When was she born? And it's always in the past. You can't talk about to be born in the present unless you're saying, oh my God, look, a baby is being born. Está siendo parido. Then, but nobody would say that. It just, I mean, if I'm pregnant, imagine I'm pregnant and I'm giving birth to my child and my boyfriend or my husband is in the same room. He wouldn't say, ay, mira, está siendo nacido, está siendo parido. You wouldn't use the sentence in the simple present. So to be born is always in the past. And because it's in the past, it goes with was or were. Okay? So, question 16 to 31, drill 119. When was your dad born? When was your dad born?
He was born in 1964.
1964. Very good. He was born in 1964. Very good. Jesus, do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't.
Annabelle, when was your sister born?
She was born in...
She was born?
She was born in...
Stop. She was born.
She was born...
There is no T sound. It finishes with a N. Like, como el caso de born, the born...
In Barcelona.
No, la película esa.
Sí.
El caso de born.
Sí.
Ah, sí. Like the Bourne legacy, and haven't you seen? So it's pronounced just the same, Bourne. Oh, yeah, oh, el barrio en Barcelona acaba de caer. Exactly. Exactly. So where was your sister born?
She was born.
That's right.
She was born
yes.
in 1995.
1995. Very good. And where was your mom born? Where, not when. Where was your mom born?
My mom was born in...
My mom
was born in Galicia.
In Galicia, very good. And where was your dad born?
My dad was born in Portugal.
In Portugal, very good. And when... Do you have a brother?
No.
All right, ask me. Ask me when my brother was born.
When your brother...
When
was your brother born?
Yes, when was your brother born? Very good. My brother was born in 1983. How old were you? Because you're older, right, Annabelle? Than your sister?
Yes.
Okay, so how old were you when your sister was born? And here the difficulty starts, because in the question, you already see that it has the two forms of the verb to be in the simple past. How old were you when your sister was born? But because you answer in the first person, you use was twice. Go. How old were you when your sister was born?
I was 6 years old when when my sister was born.
Yes, I was 6 years old when my sister was born. Very good. Ask me how old my brother was when I was born.
How old... Were your brother when you...
No. How old?
How old was you...
That's it.
...was your brother when you were born?
Yes. How old was your brother when you were born? I take very special pride in this question because he was 362 days old when I was born. He was not even a year. He was a year minus 3 days. Very good. How old were you when... It says when your child was born, but neither of you has children. So how old were you when I was born, Jesus? How old were you when I was born? I was born in 84.
I was 31 when you were born.
Yes, you were 31 when I was born. Very good. And when was I born? When was I born?
You were born in 1984.
84, very good. How old was I when you were born?
I was...
How old was I when you were born?
You were six years.
You were born 1990.
Yes.
Yes, then six.
You were 60 years old.
Bueno, 60.
6 years old when I was born.
Yes, I was 6 years old when you were born. Very good. How old were you when your niece was born? But you don't have any nieces and nephews, do you?
No, I don't.
Do you have cousins?
Yes.
All right. How old were you when your cousin was born? The youngest cousin, for example.
He was 4 years
old. But how old were you?
I was 15 years old when my cousin was born.
Very good. Do you have a nephew, Annabelle?
No.
Es que tengo dos extremos. Una que no tiene sobris. All right. Ask me how old... But I don't have a nephew either. triste, qué lástima. All right, just invent something. How old were you when your nephew was born, Annabelle? Invent a nephew.
I was 10 years old when my nephew born.
When my nephew?
Was born.
Was born. Very good. Ask me how... Well, we had that already, but we're going to repeat it. Ask me how old my boyfriend was when I was born.
How old was your boyfriend when you were born?
Very good. He was almost 7 when I was born. What time was your best friend born? Now we can answer that. What time was your best friend born? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Then give me the full answer.
No, I don't know when my...
What time my best friend
was born.
Yes, I don't know what time my best friend was born. Very good. I think that's very typical not to know that. I don't even know what time I was born, so I wouldn't know about my best friend. And were you born in a big or a small hospital?
I was born in a big hospital.
In a big hospital. Very good. And was your best friend born before or after you?
My best friend was born before me.
Before you. So she's older than you. Okay. Very good. All right. So remember, when we talk about born, it always has to go with was or were. Okay. Now we're going to do drill number 116, which are questions with do you know? And you think, well, you know what? It's pretty easy. Do you know? Yes, I do, or no, I don't. But today we're going to take a look at full answers. Okay. So you have to tell me, no, pues no sé qué hora es. No me vale, no lo sé. Okay. So the first one, we're going to do sentences 1 to 10, drill number 116. Do you know how many people live in Paraguay?
I don't know how many people in Paraguay live.
Mm-mm. How many people live in Paraguay?
I don't know how many people live in Paraguay.
Yeah, very good. And do you know if there is a coin in my pocket?
No, I don't know if money... If there is money in
a
your...
A coin?
I don't know if there is a coin in your pocket.
Very good. And do you know where Travemünde is?
Yes, I know where Travemünde is.
I know where Travemünde is.
I know where Travemünde is.
Very good. The verb to be at the end. Yeah. All right. Most of the cases. Do you know what time it is in Sao Paulo?
No, I don't know what time is it in Sao Paulo.
I don't know what time it is.
I don't know what time is it.
What time it is.
What time is.
It is.
It is mm-hmm. in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo. Very good. I don't know what time it is in Sao Paulo. Do you know what time it is in Sao Paulo? No, I don't know what time it is in Sao Paulo. What time is it in Sao Paulo? So is the direct question. Do you know how tall Matias Prats is?
I don't know how tall Matias Prats is.
Very good. And do you know how old Susana Griso is?
No, I don't know.
How
old Susana Griso is.
Very good. And do you know when my dad's birthday is?
I don't know when your dad's birthday is.
Very good. And do you know how electricity works? Do you know how electricity works?
I don't know how electricity works.
Electricity?
Electricity.
Works.
Works.
What is electricity?
I don't know.
Electricidad.
Of course. Electricity, electricidad. Very similar. Very good. ¿Cómo funciona la electricidad? I don't know. I use it every day, but I don't know how it works. And do you know where my aunt is?
I don't know where your aunt is.
Very good. And the last one. Do you know which bone this is? Do you know which bone this is?
I don't know who.
Do you know which bone this is?
I don't know which bone is it.
This is.
This is.
Again.
I don't know what.
Which?
Which bone is this?
This is.
This is.
Again.
I don't know which bone this is.
Very good. Now you see when you answer, do you know questions, what follows is always the question word. So if the question is, do you know how many? No, I don't know how many. Do you know if there is? No, I don't know if there is. Do you know how old? No, I don't know how old. Do you know how tall? No, I don't know how tall. Do you know when? No, I don't know when. Okay, so the question word remains the same. Very good. So we still have time for vocabulary booklet number two, list number five. And it goes like this. Habilidad o pericia.
Ability.
Again?
Ability.
Again?
Ability.
Now you have it. Very good. Ability. Now, not a V sound. It's not I can't even say it. Ability. It's ability. Very good. Avanzado.
Advanced.
Don't put your tongue between your teeth. Advanced.
Advanced.
Say past.
Past.
Advanced.
Advanced.
Practice it. I'm going to write down Annabelle. Pronunciation. Good. También.
Also.
Very good. Aprobación.
Approval.
Very good. Viaje de negocios.
Trip.
A trip es un viaje.
Business trip.
Business trip. Very good. Comparado con.
Compared to.
Comparation.
Compared.
With.
You can say compared to or compared with. Both are correct. Diario o diariamente.
Daily.
Very good. Debido a.
Due to.
Very good. And educación.
Education.
Yeah, education is very similar. Educación, education. Entero.
Entire.
Very good. Excepto.
Except.
Yes, except. De vez en cuando.
From time to time.
Very good. From time to time. Very good. Sin embargo.
However.
Very good. Incompetente.
Incompetent.
Very good. ¿Puedo hablar con?
Can I speak to?
Very good. Can I speak to or?
May I speak to or very might
good.
I?
No, we wouldn't say might. May.
May I speak to?
Yes. Or could I? Could I speak to Miss Brown? Or may I speak to Miss Brown? Or can I? The three are, but I wouldn't say might. Might is and doesn't sound right here. Mecánico.
Mechanic.
Very good. Pago.
Payment.
Very good. Silencioso.
Silent.
Very good. Silencioso. Silent. Very good. Or?
Quiet.
What's the difference between quiet and quiet?
Quiet is tranquilo. Quiet is silencioso.
No. Quiet es silencioso. Or he's very quiet. Es muy tranquilo. You can also say that. But quiet, as in Q. U-I-T-E,
bastante.
All right, so the difference is in the spelling. And when you focus on quiet, silencioso is spelled Q-U-I-E-T. And when you say it, you can actually hear how you spell it, quiet. But when you say quite, bastante, it's just the I sound, quite. Okay, maleducado.
Rude
it is, very good. De alguna manera.
Somehow,
very good. Estable.
Stable,
very good. Sorpresa.
Surprise,
very good. El principio.
The beginning,
very good. Adoptar.
To adopt.
Very good, to adopt, very good. Estar aburrido.
To be boring.
No, eso no, es ser aburrido.
To be born.
Eso es nacer.
Born.
Bored.
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 That's it, bored. To be bored is estar aburrido, and ser aburrido is to be boring. Bajar o descender. Literalmente, ir abajo.
Go down.
To go down, that's right. Down. To go down. And avanzado.
Advanced.
You say advanced, and I need you to say advance.
Advanced.
That's it. Advanced. Now you have it. Advanced. Very good. Now we don't have time to do drill number 113, but we will do that tomorrow, which is, well, that's actually starting to transform sentences using a lot of from much and many. And that's the first step that we're going to take to move into the direction of comparisons. Okay. But we still have enough time to look at the one and only Twitter question, which goes, Me estoy quedando sin detergente. Me estoy quedando sin detergente. Annabelle, how do you say me estoy quedando sin?
I'm run out.
I'm
running out
of detergent.
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 Yes, I'm running out of detergent. Very good. I'm running out of detergent is exactly what I wanted. Detergente is detergent, and to run out is quedarse sin. And on Twitter, actually, somebody was saying, I'm running out of chocolate. And I wish this running would actually cause calories burn, but it doesn't. So if you run out of something, te quedas sin, pero no sin calorías. Con lo cual. Anyways, thank you so much for being here with me today. And you guys out there have a fantastic afternoon. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán, gracias al colegio, a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas.